shall we?
Awesome.
Two Guys Radio.
I hate that.
Two Guys.
What, the shaking?
Two
Guys. Oh, this task bar.
Oh.
Two Guys Radio.
We're like one fucking guy. We're busy over here, bro. Shit.
Holy shit, man. TwoGuysRadio.com. Welcome back to a lovely show of Two Guys Radio. And what were we talking about, damn it? I forgot. What are you looking at there, buddy?
Fruit Ninja?
Ah, yes. Fruit Ninja is a fun game.
No, not for you.
You know, which of the apps, what's your favorite app to play on your phone?
Siri gives blowjobs.
What?
What?
You gotta jailbreak your shit, and then she'll give you a blowjob.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, what? Okay, so what is your favorite app?
She floats up as a hologram, and then you just put her on your lap, and she just goes away.
What are you talking about?
Now, wait, the only problem with that is when you're finished, you get it all over your screen. Think about
that. That's why I have a screen protector.
Ah, you
wipe it.
Wipe it clean.
You know, like
wow,
that?
Nice.
You're all about protection.
Oh, I get it in.
You don't want little baby iPads popping out.
I don't want baby Siris.
Because does your iPad, if you do that, just pop out iPhones? Because they're small.
That'd be pretty dope. That'd be a lot of money. Like iPhone 7s mixed with my semen.
This guy, you know, this like the line outside your door. You know, you're like, all right, you're next.
But then all of them would come out retarded because I'm retarded, so your shit wouldn't work right.
So your phone is basically an Android.
It's all Siri, take me home. It's all Siri, take me home. It's all, do not comply. It
freeze all the time.
Siri, where's the local Chinese food?
In your ass.
Ching chong ching in your face.
Hong Kong fooey.
Oh, they make me in China for $3. What? I didn't ask that question.
That's an interesting fact, Siri.
The child that makes me makes no money. He gets beat.
He gets beat in his limbs cut.
He also makes Martha Stewart
t-shirts. Did you jailbreak your iPhone?
I did.
Hey,
what?
Don't say that on the air. Why? Actually, it's not illegal to jailbreak your iPhone.
No, it's only illegal to
unlock the warranty.
It.
It voids the warranty.
No, you know it's actually illegal to unlock your phone now? Like, to open it to different carriers?
Yeah, that's stupid. That's gay.
No, see, but it's only
illegal.
They passed
that law. It's stupid.
Yeah, they did. It's only illegal, though, if you go to your carrier and you go, hey, will you guys unlock the phone for me? And if they go, no, then you can go unlock it by yourself.
No, the law is you can't take your phone to another carrier.
Even if
they carry your phone.
No.
Yes, that's the law.
That's not what I read. I read that you can't unlock it to other carriers. If you want to take it to another carrier, you have to go to your carrier, so how you have AT&T. Mm-hmm. You have to go to AT&T and go, hey guys, can you guys unlock my iPhone? And if they go, okay, we'll do it, then you're good. But if they say no, it's the law is pointless. Because if they tell you no, as long as you ask them first, you can unlock it. I'm being serious, what I read.
It shouldn't be illegal for me to unlock my own phone anyway. It's my phone. I can do what the hell I want with it.
Exactly. It's funny. They passed that law, and then there was another law underneath it saying so that they can't keep you locked in for a contract neither for a carrier. They're trying to pass that law, too. And I was like, that's fucking stupid. You guys are stupid.
Nice.
Simpletons.
Oh, hey, he's here.
No, that was good. Here.
Fluffy bunnies.
That was good. I like the whole, because I didn't jailbreak it. And thanks, fellas.
Ain't no problem.
Good job.
Dude, my wife's iPhone is the shit since I jailbroke that.
Shit, I did that, but I haven't been playing with it too much.
Hey, fellas, hey. Personal conversations are great. Hey, remember Tony? Yeah, anyway, he came over last night.
he gave me a blowjob.
Yeah, we were on Siri.
This guy's always getting blowjobs.
He get blowjobs from men, anybody. Women, hobos, whatever.
Well, hobos.
I don't care. You want a cheeseburger? Suck my dick. I'll give you a cheeseburger.
Wait a second.
What can I get a double double cheeseburger?
Do you want a cheeseburger?
Double double.
Suck my dick.
Okay.
I'll go get it right now. It's cool though. We're family. It's cool.
Can we do it at the same time? Can you drive and then?
Yeah. You can give me some roadhead while I run and get your cheeseburger.
And then in between, just kind of put the cheeseburger down there. So just take little nibble bites.
There you go. I'm like, oh, you're breathing. Here you go. You want to take a breather? Here, take a little bite.
Oh, so here we go. This is some messed up stuff right here.
This show is going to shit.
Say, this is what is your favorite sitcom of all time?
I don't know. That would take me some time to think about.
If there was, like, you know how there's always reruns? Is there one that, even if the reruns are on, you watch it? Is there a show like that?
How I Met Your Mother, I watched that.
There you go. I watch, Seinfeld's on, I watch it.
I fucking hate Seinfeld.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Big
Why?
Bang Theory, too.
I hate that fucking show. You can bazinga your finger in your ass. Fucking hate that show.
So do you like that show?
I fucking hate that show.
Bazinga. That's all you wanted to say.
I didn't even know the word. How do you know even know the catchphrase? Because
there's fucking people to walk around with shirts and shit. And then I was like, okay, maybe I'll watch that show. Maybe it's funny. And then I watched it and I was like, this is fucking
good. You know, it's funny you say that. I went to a comedy show.
Uh-huh.
And I was wearing a Flash shirt. You know, Flash.
Flash!
No, wrong guy.
Close enough.
And so I'm in line, right? And I'm waiting to get
you will be burned. You will burn. Flash.
No? Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
What is going on? So
I'm going to do that for the rest of the show now.
So
randomly, I'm just going to do that now.
Well, so okay. I'm in line waiting for the comedy show, and the first crowd gets out, and he's like, five guys are walking out, and they look like hipsters, you know, like they're half biker.
Wear beanies in
half,
the fucking middle of summer.
Yeah, well, but they're wearing like leather jackets
skinny
and capri
jeans.
You know. Anyway, so they're walking out, they're like, ha, that was funny, ha, 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 ha. And then they're like, they look like, they're acting like they're drunk as shit or high or whatever, because the way they're just all
so fucked up, bro.
At the comedy show. And so one comes up to me as I'm in line, looks at my shirt, looks at me in the face, bazinga, and he walks away.
You had a Flash shirt on?
I was like, because the guy in the show wears that shirt all the time, a Flash shirt.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. And at first I was like, what the fuck? And then it hit me. It's like, oh, you watch the reruns too. Bazinga, Flash Gordon shirt. Flash Gordon.
No, again. We're past that.
Flash.
No, he said he'll do it if it comes out. Thank you.
Savior of the universe.
Is it Savior or Defender
of
the universe?
No, he'll save every one of us.
I have it on my goddamn... Oh, it is save every one of us.
Save every one of us.
Wow, you got really upset about
what
that.
What is this here?
That's what's going to happen.
Right Flash.
There. What's going to happen? What just happened?
Oh, shit. Going away. There you go.
Ah, beautiful.
It's going down.
It's going down, son.
I was just showing him the iPad mini in my dash.
So who are you going to go see at the comedy club?
Oh, man. This guy does, like, tons of impressions. Damn it. What
Jeff
is his
Dunham?
Name? No, not Jeff Dunham. He's a fucking puppet.
Fucking gay.
Obviously, people don't like that guy. Fuck.
No, what the hell's his name? He does tons of impressions.
The fat white dude?
No, Mexican guy.
Pablo Francisco?
Yeah, I saw Pablo. He was not funny.
Pablo Francisco.
He was horrible.
No, and I didn't know who he was. I saw him. He wasn't... No, I wasn't very impressed.
Oh, my God. He was bad, dude. No, Pablo Francisco. The funniest comedy show I've ever seen. Probably...
Dave Chappelle.
He was hilarious.
The one that was not...
One that we went to. Oh, the one we walked off stage. That was horrible.
Well, no, that wasn't his fault.
Whose fault was it? He walked off stage. He wasn't
yanked off stage.
Because
the crowd kept yelling
Rick James, stupid lines.
He's like, I'm not here to do my TV show. I'm here to do stand-up. The problem with that show was we were in such a big place. Even when the show got back to normal, I couldn't understand a damn thing he was saying. But when we saw Chappelle the second time and we sat right in front, oh, it was classic.
Did he pick on you?
Mundo.
No, he didn't really. He did pick on some people.
Mundo.
But not like
Oakland has a hockey team?
Yeah.
What?
But the funniest comedian I've seen, that's a good one. I've seen a lot. Man.
Dave Attell's funny. That guy's
funny. That's probably the funniest I've ever seen. The first time I saw Dave Attell was hilarious. Just walk into a room and say, what was his name?
Monkey pussy.
Yeah. Walk into any room and just say that.
Say monkey pussy.
Just say monkey pussy. See what everybody else does. But Dave Chappelle was
funny.
I heard this DJ on his stupid radio show, and he'll interview other comics. And his one question is always, what do you think of Louis C.K.?
Huh?
That's a fuck... Huh?
Is that my name?
No, shut up.
That is his name, though. You put it together. I mean, Louis what? Chris. I mean, you think about it.
You're close.
Yeah,
I
Louis,
got my initials.
But Louis. I think that's such an insult to the comic you're talking to. Like,
well,
I don't give a fuck about Louis C.K.
It's like if I was interviewing Chuck, like I was like a Rolling Stone.
No.
And I was like, okay, Chuck, yeah, your new album's really good, blah, 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 you know, oh, you're going to do this. So, Chuck, but what do you think about, what do you think
magic,
about...
Magic, I just dropped that.
What do you think about Drake? Like, that's the last question you get. Like, what? We're talking about...
That's usually the first question that idiot asks.
Do you want me to tell you the truth?
Yeah.
He can't see his
dick.
But you're right.
Inside sources tell me that... He can't see his
guy. There's this guy that every time he interviews comedians, his last question is always, so what do you think about Louis C.K.? I love Louis C.K. Who always says that? He's the funniest. I'm like, dude, if I'm
he's
a comedian...
He's not that funny.
He's not that funny. His show's not that funny.
I don't even know what the fuck he is.
See? And,
there you go.
And Why is it you're going to ask another comedian coming on your show for a good 10 minutes, and typically they're saying funny stuff, then at the end you're going to go, oh, one more question. Do you know Louis C.K., and do you think he's the funniest? Because I think he's the funniest comedian. How do you tell another comedian that, though?
It's like asking a porn star, exactly. What do you think of Ron Jeremy?
No, it's like you. It's like you coming on, like I said, doing an interview because you're like the biggest rapper right now on the radio, and someone else going, oh, yeah, hey, do you know Nutso? Because he's the best rapper.
You're not.
Yeah, basically saying that to him, like you're not that funny, you know.
And what's the guy on the other side? He's gonna be polite. So he's like, oh yeah, he's good. Yeah, I like him.
They always say that.
I don't know him.
Yeah. It's always the same answer. I don't really know him.
I don't really know Nutso, but that would just be a funny question if I made it big and you didn't. Hey, what do you think of Nutso?
Anyway, I don't even know why.
Loser.
I don't even know why they're on the radio anymore.
What's up?
I don't even know. Me,
this fucking guy, don't even talk anymore.
We got a podcast, Monet.
Oh, I'll tell him you said hi.
Yeah. I'll bring up the fact that you were like, hey, where's that loser at now?
Yeah.
I'm going to put words in your mouth that might hurt his feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's our first segment of this fantastic show.
A lot of rambling. Two guys. Shit.
Hey, our show is rambling, okay?
Pretty much.
Flash!
Is there like an email address? People can like email you questions or anything? Or comments? I'm just curious.
You know what's good about you? That's a good question. He just asked us if people can email us questions and comments.
Well, they can. They just fucking don't because they're all assholes.
First of all, we gotta. When we first started this, people actually were talking to us on Twitter, believe it or not.
Okay, what happened?
Yeah, we did.
What
we happened? Had some decent
and
followers.
Then they stopped. And then. But you have to realize the show's not live, but we do have some questions here we'll ask in that segment.
All right, cool. That's what I thought.
So, Two Guys Radio will be right back.
But what's the whole? But what's the email if people do?
Hobos@gmail.com.
If you want to reach us at.
We don't have a website anymore.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, it's still there?
Yeah.
What's the email address?
Reach us at twoguysradio.yahoo.com.
twoguys@yahoo.gmail.com.
Two guys,
Hotmail?
Hamsters, wheels, and poles.
At AOL.
Hey, no, that'd be pretty AOL. Good. Hey, we should get our back Hotmail. On AOL. Let's bring AOL back.
Let's bring it. You know what? Let's bring MySpace and AOL back next segment. We could do it.
MySpace is dead.
Come on, man.
I can't do MySpace.
So there's no email address.
I can try to resurrect AOL.
twoguysradio@gmail.com.
Yahoo.com.
Oh, is that Yahoo?
That's not the Gmail.
You said Hotmail.
No, it's Yahoo. What?
What is it? AOL.
Hotmail got canceled.
What?
Yeah.
I'm lost.
What happened?
I'm on AOL.
What happened to Navigator?
The blue light
Navigator.
What?
Netgear?
Netgear.
Netscape.
Netscape.
Net Zero?
Net Zero. There it is.
Oh, shit.
Remember Net Zero? They're like,
bro. The Blue Light Special from Kmart.
I remember that, too.
Yes. What's that?
The free dial-up internet. You remember that?
I was on that
shit for a while.
Yeah, remember you were on that.
I was on that shit.
No, the funny stuff was when internet, everybody started getting DSL, because DSL was first, right? That was the first, like, fast...
Well, cable was out, but it was, like, stupid expensive.
But DSL was, like, everybody had it, right?
Yeah.
And Net Zero was running around all these commercials. I know you have expensive internet, and it's really fast, but we're only $10. And you can still get online. 56K is the best way to go for only $10 a month, I thought to myself. Dude, you're not offering actual service. You're offering...
Cheaper
Net
service.
Zero's not offering necessarily internet service. I still have to get my internet service through somebody else. They're offering, like AOL.
A gateway.
Yeah, like AOL, you used to have to pay to be on AOL.
Yep.
So that's what they were. It's stupid. Anyway,
and
two
it would
guys
have like 10 different numbers that would die.
Well, how do we get to?
Yeah, remember that?
Like, oh, this line's busy. Trying secondary number.
I remember that. Oh, that was horrible. Twoguysradio.com. We'll be right back after this. We're gonna save. Is it Napster? What are we saving?
You said MySpace. And,
AOL.
AOL.
Whoa.
Napster. Yeah, let's save it.
It's already saved.
Two
you
guys.
Pay money to be on there now.
It's true. Let's save LimeWire.
Radio.
Ooh, it's still there. I still use it. I mean,
no.
I don't
not
use that. Hey. Bear Share?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you guys hear that, Bear Share?
Bear Share.
Sorry. Two Guys Radio.
Share your bear with your berries.
We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this brief messages from our sponsors. Two Guys Radio, where anything can happen.
Okay. okay. Now, we all have all kinds of cleaning products around the house, but do they really work? I don't think any of them work as good as Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean is one of the top-rated products to mix water solution with, and it gets the job done the first time. So Mr. Clean is a proud sponsor of Two Guys Radio. And not only is Mr. Clean a sponsor, so is Charmin. So make sure to keep your behind clean with that nice, double-coated, thick, softness toilet paper. Brought to you by Charmin, both proud sponsors of TwoGuysRadio.com. Tired of your children booing? Tired of your kids refusing to do what they ask you to do? Well, let them listen to Two Guys Radio. Well, they'll be shocked and awed and more appreciative to the things that you do for them. Two Guys Radio, causing anarchy everywhere since 2012.
Yeah, welcome back to the craziness. Where the only opinions that matter are Nutso and Chuck's. So without any further ado, back to the show.
TwoGuysRadio.com back. We got some emails from our listeners here. And here we go. Here we go.
You should have made the sound effect of it printing out.
No, this is real paper, what? Though. See?
I heard a kitty cat.
I'm lost. Oh, you heard some pussy?
Yeah.
So, first question. First question.
Hey, I get excited when I hear pussy. Oh, pussy's in the house. Woo!
It's funny. You just, I just grabbed a random piece of paper, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just going to read what's on it.
No, go for it. Dear Nutso Chuck in Third Wheel.
It actually says that. And Third Wheel.
We have confirmed your subscription to gay men.
That's it.
Just gay men pumping.
The age of a person at the time of occurrence of a criminal offense or offenses, that's what it says.
Yeah.
Well, so what age is the appropriate age to rape someone? I think that's what
47.
Thank you. It says it right here. You got it right. Okay, you
I'm
get
good.
The, you get
I'm
the next good. Question. You get the next question, guest. That's okay. Gay. Hook it up.
Up top.
Wow. Woo.
Rape.
Remember that hotline? Remember the hotline we had? We had this hotline one time.
You had a hotline?
Remember the hotline we had?
Thank you for calling the Rape Yourself
hotline.
Press 1 if you like little boys.
Yeah,
Press 2 if you like old women.
Press 3 if you like Miss Owen Chuck.
Press 4 if you want our guest to visit you. Who'll mouth rape you to death.
Oh, shit. He takes mouth raping to a whole new level.
New and improved mouth rape. Version 2.0.
He does it so well, you wouldn't even feel raped.
He'll rape you through AOL.
There you go.
We're bringing that shit back. Is it still up? It
Look
is still
me up.
AOL is still up. I know a few people with AOL.
I think my wife's mom still has an AOL account.
Email.
your wife's mom.
So anyway, for real, email is twoguysradio@yahoo.com.
It's twoguysradio@yahoo.com, but it's not the number 2 to spell it out.
T.
I think.
T-W-O.
Try both.
Oh,
TWO or the number 2. I haven't checked it. We might
it's
have a lot of crap in there.
It's TWO. You
probably check
it
out.
You're right.
Because the website's number 2 because you couldn't get TWO.
That's right.
So the email is spelled out or it's
TWO.
Not? It is TWO.
Yeah,
it
everything is TWO. Was supposed to originally be TWO, but the website didn't work out.
Nope.
Some fuck has it.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, and he's not even using
Can
it.
Can you see his dick?
No, he's not Canadian.
Oh.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Dude.
What was that? I didn't hear anything.
Okay, so viewer questions.
Okay, let's do it.
This paper was crumpled up. I had to uncrinkle it.
I'm sorry. The email it's an actual paper.
Why
I think it was
you
a written letter.
It out? Why don't you just read it off the screen?
It's a written letter.
Oh,
it's not
just
even an
killed
email.
A fucking tree.
No, because
it's a written letter.
But
oh, they wrote it. They wrote a letter.
Yeah, they wrote a letter.
What?
That's why it's a piece of paper. They wrote.
Yeah,
the
they handwritten the letter slid underneath
it's written
the door.
In blood.
It's not even written in blood. They cut out the letter from a magazine and
pasted it. Oh, shit!
Like a ransom letter.
The fucking Riddler style.
Yeah, the Riddler style. So, question.
Edward Enigma.
Here goes a question for you guys. You ready now?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Are you I'm stalling. I'm thinking of the question.
Then why not a comment? Why didn't they write a comment? Hey, you guys are great.
We've had plenty of that.
Hey, I like it better with the third guy. They're fucking lying. They fucking hate it.
You've only been here for one show. I didn't even know
this
you.
This is the third show now.
Well, and now it's the third show. I haven't even heard the other ones.
Classic.
Okay, here we
They're
go.
Beautiful.
All right.
With all the beeping, you actually made it funny.
Beep. Question number 1.
You'll save every one of us.
down, burn down, down. Go ahead. If you were in the movie Flash Gordon, believe it or not, this question is about Flash Gordon. If you were to recast Flash Gordon, who would be Flash Gordon?
Oh. The same guy.
Good question.
No, speaking of that, did you see Flash Gordon and Ted?
I did see
Ted. Dumbest part of that movie.
Yeah, that's a good part.
You want to party with Flash Gordon?
Who would be Flash Gordon?
Who would be Flash Gordon? Come on, let's go.
Good question.
I got mine already.
Bruce Willis, bro.
Bruce Willis too old.
What?
Dude. Remember, he has to be a football player. Flash Gordon played for the Jets.
Oh, fuck.
He did play for the Jets.
Nice.
Yeah, so I would definitely go
Don't
with
say.
John Cena.
He's too big to be Flash.
He is too big to be too Flash big. Gordon. That's it. Oh, Bradley Cooper.
Huh?
Mm. Hangover. No?
No, no, no.
Patrick.
Swayze.
Dirty Dancing.
Neil Harris. Up there. What's his name?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Doogie Howser.
MPH? MPH, bro?
You know what? I'm going to just go out on a limb. No, Will Smith.
Perfect.
No, not believable. Black quarterbacks suck. Let's move on.
He'd kill us all. We'd be dead.
We'd be saving shit.
Yeah. Dead.
That's not believable. That's not believable. Dum. You know, my favorite part of that movie is actually the bird guy. The hawk, the whatever.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the movie.
You'll be burned. You will be burned.
That's what you were saying earlier or whatever the hell?
Yep.
I was confused as shit. I thought you were yelling something about Sesame Street. I was so confused.
Snuffleupagus over here.
Fucking like Oscar the Grouch popped out of the trash can instead of the big bird.
You will be burned.
Is it you will be bird?
Burned.
Oh.
You will be burned.
You will be burned.
He was talking about the guy.
Hey,
the bird.
Bird.
The bird man.
Yeah. Hey, okay, question number two. Since you guys didn't answer, I got another piece of paper here. You guys,
so,
this guy's
Big Bird on shrooms. Nobody saw Snuffleupagus but him. Ever.
It was his only friend.
What's the best part about Snuffleupagus on that show? He was only behind the fence with Big Bird, where Big Bird like lived in the nest. He never saw him on the street.
That's what he's saying.
I know, I know.
No one else ever saw Snuffleupagus.
He walked down the street once, but nobody was out. Big Bird asked him to come down the street.
Everybody didn't want to.
But see, but that's the rumor of the show, right? That the original writers wrote it like he was...
He's an imaginary friend.
He's an imaginary friend, like LSD, and like the other two guys were gay, and Oscar Grouch was supposed to be like a homeless guy. Did you ever read that? There's a book out.
Hey,
the original creator of the show...
Jim Henson?
No. The guys that created... He created the Muppets... But he didn't create the show. He didn't.
So some guy who was writing a children's show.
Yes.
Was writing about some
as
bird
satire.
On LSD.
As
two
satire.
Gay guys.
To see if.
And
like,
a homeless dude.
Because he knew kids wouldn't connect with that part.
I mean, Dracula was a pimp.
Well, Dracula's. You're right. And he wrote it as Dracula was like a woman abuser or something.
A
like
womanizer?
That. Yeah, like that
what?
Was his thing. One, two, three.
That's all I think about is the Dave Chappelle shit.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Bird. He's like, fucking Big Bird was a giant pigeon running around the projects.
But that's like, the original, like, the idea was, his idea was, if I did this, would anybody notice it? You know, if I, like, two
nobody
gay...
noticed.
Nobody, right? Nobody noticed it, honestly. No, because everybody just thought...
Bert and Ernie sleep together.
Right? They don't. They sleep in separate beds.
They do actually sleep in separate
originally,
beds.
Originally, they slept in the same bed. No. And then they moved to bunk beds.
They never had bunk beds.
They've taken a bath together beds. Before, though, haven't
huh?
they? They have taken a bath together.
They've rubber ducky it up.
They have. Uh-huh.
And I swear they had the same bed.
And though. The only chicks I've ever seen in their apartment, actually, were the ones that were supposed to be, like, the little girls. The only ones I've ever seen in their apartments. You know what I'm talking about? what's his name? It's his name. Elmo's friend. The one with the blonde hair and the purple.
Yeah.
That's the only one I've ever seen. She comes over. Hey, what you guys doing? And, oh, shit. For what's that big bird? So, that's.
I was not aware of that.
That was.
Very good.
Okay, question number two.
Yeah, what was question number
listener
one?
Mail.
Oh, the Flash Gordon thing.
Listen
we had recast
to mail time.
You guys,
mail
you know what's
time,
funny is you guys didn't recast
time,
that
mail
movie.
Mail time.
You guys didn't recast
here's
that movie.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me wanna wag my tail. When it comes, I wanna well mail. No one. No one.
The hell was that?
Was that Pee Wee's Playhouse? What was that?
Blue's Clues, bro.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah. Thank you. Watched the shit out of that
so
show.
So you didn't answer question number one because I must admit the movie was so good you cannot recast that movie. Right? Is that what
Timothy Dalton was in it.
He was in that movie, yeah. Timothy Dalton. And James Timothy Bond. Dalton was James Bond. With,
right.
Three times.
Son of a bitch.
Once.
No, idiot. Three times.
Best nope. James Bond. Hands
okay,
down.
That's it. Google Before it. We continue this.
Best hands.
Google
best
it.
Internet
Bond.
It. Best James
Daniel
Bond.
Craig. Daniel hands Craig.
Down. Sean Connery.
Who?
Sean Connery.
No.
What? Dude, best James Bond, hands down.
Daniel
Timothy
Craig.
Dalton.
Suck my cock. Sean Connery was
Pierce
gangster.
Brosnan. Pierce
he was
Brosnan.
An octopussy.
No, he wasn't. That was Roger Moore.
That was Roger Moore,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Roger Moore was a good James Bond.
Sorry about that.
He had some great names, though.
The names of the
Octopussy.
Movies? Octopussy.
That was the villain.
Hello.
And in GoldenEye, what's that? Ivana Onatopp?
Ivana Onatopp or some shit.
Okay, here's the movies that he was in. Are you ready?
License to Kill.
And one more. You ever seen it?
Gold.
Come on. He was in The Living Daylights.
Oh, that's
remember?
Right.
Remember? Straight to video. Did not make the
that's
theaters.
That's right.
Living it was Daylights. Horrible.
Sorry, guys. Horrible. This is before my time.
Question number two. Finally. Shit. You guys want to keep talking?
Listener mail. Do I got to do the mail song again?
No, we're good. Thank you.
Next
appreciate
time.
It.
Next time. All right. If an employee asked you to shave
your balls,
No, come on, man. Why do you always think about balls?
I jerk off all the time.
Fair. He answered his question. So.
Bazinga!
Bazinga. On that note, we'll take a break. Two Guys Radio.
It's a question.
We'll be back after this.
Mail!
Sing me the mail song before we go. Go!
No, I can't do it again. It's a one-time.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back
here's
after this.
The mail, it never I'm just kidding.
Two Guys Radio. Oh, wait. Here's some music, right? Is that a thing? Music time?
Yeah, music time.
Yeah, whatever. Time. Here's a song. It's going to be a good one, too. Later.
Yeah, welcome back to the craziness, where the only opinions that matter are Nutso and Chuck's. So without any further ado, back to the show.
TwoGuysRadio.com is a website where you can purchase items such as Two Guys Radio semen capsules. Click on there and it'll lead you to it. You can also purchase the Nutso and Chuck CD, Suburban Rap Stars, now available on iTunes.
CD's fucking garbage, don't buy it.
You can also purchase the album called Lost and Found by Nutso and Chuck, also on iTunes.
Just recycled music, don't buy it.
You can also buy... Damn it, man. You can also buy the latest song from Chuck.
What's it called?
Okay.
I'm not unaware of
this. Fair enough. Welcome back.
It's called The Mail Song.
Oh, that was a good song.
One hit wonder. I stole it.
Woo,
Blue's Clues. Sue me, Steve. I don't give a
that
shit.
That show's not on anymore, though.
Steve killed himself.
He did kill
no,
himself.
No, he didn't. He's alive. Shut up.
Well, you
don't
ruined
you ruin
it.
My folklore.
I know.
He started a band.
You Steve.
So welcome
like...
to the Wiggles. Okay, everybody. So a quick story from work. Chuck is aware of this story. He enjoyed it because he just told it during the break. But
what?
So I'm I work in the beverage company where I drive around and do orders and yada yada yada.
Shirts off in bathrooms.
Thank
watching
you.
Porn.
And I get a call on my phone and it's a lady and she says,
"I need to place an order."
No, you get to do the
voice. I need to place an order.
And I
she's Transylvanian.
So I say she's actually Indian, but that's just. In, so I say,
"Oh, buddy, I need to place an order."
Yeah, there you go. And then I say, "Okay, where's your store?" She says, "I'm in Manteca." Okay, give me 20 minutes.
You
I can
didn't
come
tell
by.
Me you drove to Manteca.
Well, I was already 20 minutes away. I was like, "I'll be there. Give me 20 minutes."
But you were like over here, and you just like, "Oh, I
no,
everything.
Hell no!
I gotta go please the customer."
So here's the conversation. She's like, "Okay, I need you to come by the place order for Rockstar Energy." Okay.
I need to place an order.
Yeah, and then. Yeah. And then I'm like, "All right, cool. I'll be there. Give me 20 minutes. Okay, good. Okay, so I need 4 regular, 3 diet. I say, okay, I'll be there. Okay, good.
So she continues
so
to
need,
order.
I need 6 lemonade. I need 2 punch. Okay, when I show up, you can give me the order. Okay, so I need 2. She keeps going, right? So I drive 20 minutes. I get there. I go in the cooler. I fix the cooler up. I make things like, I come out of the cooler and I'm like, okay.
Hey, my guy.
Yeah. So you got the order for me? Who are you? I'm like, I'm the Rockstar guy. I already called Rockstar guy. Give order to him already. I'm like, oh, no, you fucking A. I'm like, I just drove 20 minutes. I said, no, I was the person you talked to. Yeah, I know. I placed order on the phone already with the Rockstar guy. I walked out of there. She didn't ever got an order. She never
probably got even remembered.
She's
just assuming it's coming.
She's yeah. still waiting.
She's still waiting. Yeah.
She's there.
I'll probably get a call this week from the Transylvania lady.
She took off her
place
in
order.
My favorite thing is, like you said, we talk about this all the time. The guys that Indian guys.
Yeah.
Every time you walk in.
Hey.
Hey, buddy, guy, hey, friend.
Hey, hey, my guy.
My guy.
Oh yeah, buddy.
Yeah, hey, buddy. I got a call like that today. I got a call and he was like, "Hey, my buddy, guy, it's from my AMP and Mac Road." I'm like, "Uh-huh. What do you want?" My friend, my guy. Check it out, my friend.
You know, give me free soda.
Yeah. I get no free cases. How am I glad that we were friends? I was like, "When's your birthday?" Why?
It's today.
Yeah, you didn't invite me. Oh, we're not that good of friends. I mean, we're okay friends.
You're my guy.
You're my guy. Yeah? You're my guy. I know I can get you some good Indian porn, huh? Osama had a lot when he got shot.
Some Indian pussy.
So our guest here has, he's invaded our email and has our questions for us. So our guest, he's actually in the email right now. He looks
the
like
long neck giraffe mm-hmm. is going to.
He
be
actually looks
questions.
Like at the moment he's focused on the email and he's thinking to himself right now.
No, what is he can't read?
No,
so
man.
He's trying to put letters
only
together.
One question.
He's trying to get Siri to read it for
we're
him.
We're gonna receive one question.
Oh, we got one question.
Kind of goofy, but whatever. I guess we can go to you two clowns. What would you do for a Klondike bar?
What wouldn't you do? That's the wrong question.
Let's be more specific.
I like Klondike bars, I'm not gonna lie. But that's
what'd you do?
It's too wide. That question's too vague because I can, you know, I'll run 100 yards to get it. I don't know. Well, somebody wrote you that question?
Somebody wrote that.
What's their name?
Klondike.
I want you to go back to the
Klondike
email.
Klondike the bear.
Oh, the bear wrote the question. No, that's, yeah, that doesn't, what's your answer? Because that's too vague of a question. That's, I hope people
I
never write questions.
I would do anything for Klondike bar. If you're not going to give me a Klondike bar, fuck you. I'll go get a One of the superstars.
What about the superstar?
The banana and chocolate one.
Wait, so you just basically skipped over the question.
Yeah.
You said, fuck it, if I can't get it, I'll get a Choco Taco.
Hey, I would care for one of those.
Bam! Much better than a Klondike bar.
Fuck some shit up for a Choco Taco.
Dude, how is it that, we talked about this, didn't we? Ethnic ice creams? We've already been through this.
I was like, who the fuck came up with a Choco Taco?
Choco Taco. Like, what is the equivalent to a black ice cream?
They have a watermelon.
Oh, my bad.
They do have a giant watermelon with fucking gumballs in it.
I thought he was talking about the banana chocolate. That's what I thought he was talking
about. Yeah, there you go. No fucking kidding.
What is the white? What is the white guys?
Sonic.
What?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, no, I know, but that's the white guy's ice cream, Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yep.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't really work.
Oh, it makes perfect sense. Mm-mm.
Explain.
Yeah, explain it.
It just does.
He just wants to remain an anonymous.
Anonymous.
Yes, yes.
He was an anonymous snowman.
Bibbidi bobbidi
boo. Bibbidi bop.
What's the poor kid's ice cream?
Just the stick after it's on the floor.
No, Twin Pops. Remember, they used to cost a quarter.
A quarter. And you break them off
for
with
some
your friends.
Reason, you split it with your buddy. All I got the time. A quarter. All the time. Split it.
Go halves on that.
Dude, Twin Pops were the shit, though.
Orange. Orange Twin Pops.
Damn. You know what? Sorry. It's are the shit.
Oh, it's art of shit. They're expensive.
Those are hit or miss.
Hey, intern, do you like it's?
Yeah,
it's it.
Fair enough.
What is it?
So, come on.
She wants one now?
She wants to go get one right now.
It's a kadoozy.
Hey, oh, wait, just got another question. From our AOL line. Wow. Two Guys Radio.
Facts. Facts came through.
Two Guys Radio, what is your favorite ice cream and what would you do for it? If you were in Iraq.
What? It's a tough question.
I know.
First of all, why am I in Iraq?
First off, what am I doing in Iraq?
Exactly.
Why am I in Iraq?
Maybe more specific.
Every day Obama deals with questions like this.
Yeah?
Yes. So, you're in Iraq. It's hot. It's muggy. You have no weapons. Okay?
No weapons of mass destruction.
It's about 115 degrees. And there's only one ice cream in the village, and you must go get that ice cream to save a little child's life. What ice cream would that be?
Superstar.
He's a superstar. Yours is?
What the fuck is a superstar?
Banana chocolate.
It's a black dick.
I didn't mean to spit on nobody. I'm sorry.
And you got?
I don't know.
Choco Taco.
Choco.
Can't go with a Choco Taco. That's just racist. It's
not racist.
Dude,
it's
not a racist. You
it's
don't.
Ethnic.
No, because you turn right. Go for it.
What?
Turn right.
Get it?
Left hand.
NASCAR.
Right hand. Yeah. Turn right. Yeah. Sorry.
Ah, two and two together.
Okay.
The Ninja Turtle
okay.
with the gumball
I'll take
eyeballs.
Him a Choco Taco.
Bam, hook it up. Yeah.
Five superstar there.
I'm going to go with. That is a really
ice
good.
Tickle.
Ice tickle.
So the big what? Ass thing's called. Big yeah. ass icy ones?
Those are good, dude.
Oh, those are good. What about a push pop?
It's a good
one. Ooh, the Flintstone? Push pops?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't like push pops. You like push pops?
Yeah.
Okay.
All of those were good.
They look like you get an erection.
What does that look like?
So you like
a dog penis.
You like the push pops?
Red Rocket. Red. What?
You like push pops, I guess?
And, I like Superstar.
And Superstar.
But do you like fish sticks?
Yes.
Do you like fish sticks in your mouth?
All the time.
What are you, gay fish?
Whoa! I'm gonna go with the wrestling bars.
I told my nephew to take
those. Oh, yeah.
You know wrestling bars
cookie,
were good?
The cookie sandwich.
Yeah, because it was just a cookie sandwich, but it was just the,
on a stick.
Just the dough, you know, the cookie dough of the sandwich. Whatever.
And it was stamped with your wrestler, favorite wrestler.
Okay, now remember, this is to save a child's life, this person is asking us. So you're in Iraq. The only place that ice cream is in Al-Qaeda's fortress. And you have to go get that. How are you going to achieve that?
Run in there naked.
Fair enough. You answer now? Now you have to top his answer. That's how it works. He's going to go in there naked.
Well, you got to wear glasses too because nobody would punch a guy with glasses.
That's true. So he got you on that one. He got you on that one. Okay, what's
so
yours?
So I'd run in there butt naked with a pair of glasses on.
And what do you got? Remember, this is for a superstar. What would you do for a big black cock?
What?
I'd probably distract him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at him getting all elaborate, this fucking guy, this Navy SEAL.
I'm going to do it on the back. And...
Yeah.
Okay, wait, let's hear it.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
What would you distract him with?
With a camel.
Oh, yeah?
Put your camel in the nuts.
Okay.
Would have made a noise. I'd push you into the tent naked.
Oh, wait. I'm there with you.
Yeah.
I don't think we're there together.
Wow.
No, you're part of the team.
Okay.
SEAL Team Tutun.
Oh, thanks.
Okay?
Wow. Nice. Wow.
Seam Sun Team Tutun can't see dong. There you go. That's code name. Can't see dong.
But you can't see your feet.
Dong.
For some reason, you can't see both.
I'm floating the legs.
That's right. So you basically distract them by pushing him into a camel, punching him in the nuts?
Call it the camel punch.
See, not me. If somebody had a wrestling bar at Al-Qaeda, I'd let them capture me, torture me, do whatever they want. Because I'm already inside. I'm going to get that ice cream bar. See that? Smart guy right here.
Bro. How you going to get it?
They're torturing you.
They're torturing me.
Do you think they're going to give you the wrestling bar?
You think they're
going to
give it to you?
Oh, poor little boy. Yeah, you cry. Nothing. You give it ice cream.
You can go now. Go. Go.
We're done with you.
We're done raping you many times with the cavalry men punching balls.
Go.
And before I leave, they go, do you know guy, naked guy outside, the two-ton seal? Like, yeah,
I know
him.
Are
you with him?
Take him with you.
Take him with you. We do not want to rape him. He can have ice cream. Choco Tox.
Thank you.
Choco Tox.
And plus, we don't like his ice cream. It's illegal. It's jump over the border. We don't want it.
Oh, yeah?
His ice cream took jobs.
Win.
You know what?
I automatically win.
You know what? You show up to Al-Qaeda's base with your lawnmower and everything. Like, there's only sand here. What are you doing?
Pull a machete, show the weedy.
Fantastic. That was a good question, Bice. That was a good question. Wow. Another question!
That was a question.
Wow. Mail
secret
time.
Word of the day.
We don't actually have another question. That's it. That's all we got. So, we're going to take another break. Who wants to take us out of the break?
Go ahead, third wheel.
Yeah, third wheel. You got to take us out of the break.
What am I taking us out with?
Just say something.
Let you talk.
Beep, beep, beep. See you later.
TwoGuysRadio.com, waking you up in the morning and keeping you bossed up.
I'm bossed up. I'm bossed up. I'm bossed up. I'm bossed up. I'm bossed up.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but when I'm in need of some energy, I know I'm not a rock star. I'm a rap star, baby, but you know I reach for an ice cold rock star. It gives me the energy I need to keep my day going. So if you want to party like a rock star, drink a rock star. Brought to you by TwoGuysRadio.com.
Yeah, welcome back to the craziness, where the only opinions that matter are Nutso and Chuck's. So without any further ado, back to the show.
TwoGuysRadio.com, back here with Chuck and Chuck Pardue.
Luchador Thomas
Luchador
Nichols.
Okay. Would you breastfeed?
Yeah, I would breastfeed. If I could do it.
In public?
Yeah. Just be like, what the fuck are you looking at?
Would you charge?
You ever seen a big titty man breastfeeding his baby?
Would you breastfeed a cat?
No.
Why?
That's disgusting.
In public, though?
Plus, their tongues feel like sandpaper. That'd be painful.
I'd probably like that.
Oh, you like that, huh?
The sandpaper feeling.
Feels like sandpaper touching my nipples.
Have you ever used apricot scrub?
No, I never heard of it.
Try it.
Try it on what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Oh, you're still here? Oh, you're still here.
Welcome back to breastfeeding, I guess. What are you guys doing?
Breastfeeding.
No, I was inside a Red Robin one time, right?
Uh-huh. I was too.
Hey, you know how you share these
there
damn
all time.
Uh-huh.
You know you share these damn booths, whatever. You know it's a long booth,
oh,
but
yeah.
It's two
That's
tables.
What she
you know,
said.
Two separate tables.
Long booth, two tables.
Yeah. And this woman decides she needs to breastfeed right there.
I would have watched.
Why?
Why
couldn't she get up and go to the bathroom?
I might have not even ordered lunch. I might have just been like, "Hey, I'll have."
No, I had a cup of coffee. I leaned over. Hey, can you spare some milk?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
It's stupid. What do you think? What do you think about breastfeeding in public?
If she's hot, it's fine.
It's a fucking mom.
What do you mean it's a fucking mom?
Wait,
you
so
heard of the
beat
term
up looking.
Wait. MILF?
Huh? No, she wasn't a MILF.
She's what? She's
she
what?
Wasn't a MILF. Huh?
What'd you say she was?
She's
he
a
said
mom.
Beat up hooker?
A beat up mom. Not a beat up hooker.
He said beat up hooker.
Beat up hooker.
We can check tape. You said beat up hooker. I heard hooker.
Rewind
you can't
it.
Mistake
Let's
that for nothing else.
No,
if you're giving them $60, you can do whatever you want. If you want to beat them, you fucking beat them. Take your goddamn money, get the fuck
out
of here.
So now she's she's a breastfeeding her child, and now you're gonna pay her $60 and she's gonna
beat punch her. I will punch her in the other tit that's not being used. And if her husband says anything, I'll squirt him in the eye with that.
That's a good detour.
So,
$60
wait,
is fucking
wait,
well
was
worth
this person
it.
At your, you, was this person at your table?
Huh? What?
This person
yes.
Was not.
No, right next to me.
Right next to
you. Talking
yeah,
about that
you know
outside
how they have
booth?
Like that. The outside booth.
You know the,
like
the one
U?
That's along the wall and it has like a table here, a table
oh,
there.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
she's right so he literally
me.
Got milk
oh,
in the face.
Oh, so you were right yeah. Beside the boob.
Yeah.
You knew you should have somehow did a switch.
I should have latched onto it.
Yeah, you
should have
done a switch.
She's like,
yeah.
Well, obviously like, there's a buffet here.
You should have slowly you should have slowly pushed the baby's head down and then to like trick it.
And then snuck in.
No, no, you pinch it as you're sneaking because you had to trick it like she's still like.
Oh, like it's still latched on.
Yeah, and then you slide your like a cow. And then you sneak underneath her arm.
She's like, wait. I feel teeth.
Yeah. I feel teeth. Honey, our baby has teeth already.
Teething.
So
biting the shit out of that.
No, see, that's different. I mean, people breastfeeding in public is not a problem, but if it's beside you, like if I was at a bus stop and all of a sudden this woman's just like,
Speaking of bus stops.
Do you urinate on one?
No.
Yes,
I was driving past the mall.
Breastfeeding a baby.
I was driving past the mall. And there was
a gorilla fucking a monkey.
Woman.
That wait, you
just just bleep
yeah,
yourself
you
out?
Air quoted. Say it. What is it?
I air quoted.
Wait, what?
Anyway,
again?
There was a
no,
woman
say,
there.
Air quotes again?
What's that? Air quotes? Here,
no,
check
no.
Them out.
Say what oh. You said.
I'm not good
an
at reading lips, but
Arabian,
I think might have
what?
Said...
An African-American woman.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying they all do this, but this one just happened to be African-American.
Okay.
She's drinking a tall can of that... What's it called? Modelo? Or what's that Mexican
Modelo.
Beer?
Modelo.
Yeah, Modelo.
Yeah, you got it right.
She's drinking this.
Wait.
She's talking
wait,
to
she's
at the
black,
bus stop.
And she's drinking
who,
a Modelo?
Yeah.
That's already
she probably got it on
the
cheap.
There.
She probably got it on the cheap.
Yeah, it's like 99 cents.
Whatever.
No.
So she's drinking the shit. She must have been drunk already. It was like 2 in the afternoon.
She didn't have a swisher?
She turned around and
four
her boobs were hanging out.
Oh.
Just,
were they nice?
Hanging. No, man.
No.
Like pancake titties.
Wait, so basically though is she wasn't breastfeeding.
No. She wanted somebody, I'm sure, to latch on.
But see, she was probably just
drunk.
Drunk.
She's advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 in the afternoon.
I wonder how much
throwing
she has
it out
left.
There.
She's advertising Modelo.
Here's a question for you guys.
Is yeah. Modelo girl?
And here's
Modelo
another
girl.
Question for you guys. How
it's
much?
Easy.
Now this
he's
game
close.
Is good. This
it's
game
a beautiful
is
city. Nothing boring. There's something.
This
happening.
Game is good because remember the game where you go to like the fair and you guess how many jelly beans are in the jar
yeah.
If you win. Mm-hmm. How much do you think she had left on her EBT card?
Best game ever.
Thank you.
She brought that beer and it's pretty cheap, so I'm gonna go with $1.25 left.
I'm guessing what? She's running low. First of the month has come around, she's running low.
Well, okay. She's already celebrating. Her titties are out.
She's partying early.
She just blew it all. I just blew my last. I'm sorry.
Yeah, EBT is the best, dude.
No, I don't see nothing wrong with breastfeeding though. Remember, we talked about this like earlier on in our season one
mm-hmm.
with the military mom, and I showed
oh,
you the
yeah,
baby.
That's right.
She had her shirt flipped
that's
up,
right.
Baby on both tits.
Yep.
That was pretty bad.
That was impressive.
Very nice.
That was very impressive. Imagine what she can do with a gun.
Google that. I haven't seen that.
Okay.
I don't know if I can find that.
Imagine what she can do with a gun, though. If she can do that.
Imagine what she can do with a cock.
And she's in the military? Oh, my God.
Reload my ammunition if you know
so,
what I'm saying.
yeah, that's interesting. Thanks for bringing up the breastfeed.
Titties? Oh. Yeah.
We don't have any... Wait. This is just paper. It's totally wrinkled up now, though.
Okay, so...
Oh, yeah. How can I help you?
Ass, legs man, or titty man? Or both?
Ass. I like grabbing ass.
Okay.
Handful
ass
of
man.
Ass.
Yep.
Ass man?
We're on the same page. We've been through this, you and I.
Yeah. Oh, have you?
But yeah. It's just... You know, I'm an ass man, but if you got some nice titties... Put this way. I can't do no booty. I can't have a flat butt and be squeezing on boobies. I gotta be grabbing on.
What
ass.
If she was upside down in her hands?
That could work.
She was fooling you.
That would fool me.
She's
and I had a blindfold
you.
On.
Mm-hmm.
Be perfect, titty fucker.
Okay, so just pretend the intern's not here.
Oh, okay. I already said.
Oh, what is it?
An ass.
Oh, ass man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the boobs are an accessory. They're an accomplice to the crime.
They're a nice bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ass legs myself. Yeah.
There you go.
Wait,
oh.
Did you find it?
Oh, well, it might on. Be a different picture, but it's
well,
the same
let me see
setup.
It. Let me see it.
Is it the same one?
That's the same one.
That's I mean, but one. Look at those.
Dude, she's... those babies are smashing, too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Those babies are
oh, this
awesome.
One's biting. Look, she's all laughing.
Those babies are
cool. She's like, oh, look at that.
Those babies are secretaries on the army's dollar.
That was well, the story that we reported on a long time ago. She got in trouble for breastfeeding her babies.
She got discharged.
Wearing, or taking pictures
yes.
in her uniform breastfeeding her children. Yes. Like that picture you seen?
Uh-huh.
They wanted to kick her out of the trouble. Military.
Did they?
I don't know if they did.
And she's suing them.
Something like that.
That was Barack Obama's.
How about that one?
Yeah, because his first defense cut was that.
Is this lightweight what, child pornography?
If you breastfeed, you're out? That's your defense cut?
Is this lightweight child pornography?
Let me look at that a little longer. I'll tell you.
Child pornography.
Because there's children in it, and there's boobs.
Okay.
You lose. Go to jail. You don't think that's child porn? Wonder what you look at.
How could you not?
I would look
think
at anything
that.
With children in it.
You just looked at it.
Even those. Yeah.
You looked at fully exposed breasts with children on.
They were not fully exposed.
Well, they should be. Picture would be better quality. No, the problem is this. You don't like looking at children.
What?
What? That's what you said. I don't like looking at anything with children. So you must not buy any picture frames that come with the families in it.
No.
I know, right?
Or the one with the married couples.
Oh, those ones I like.
Yeah.
Well, I like buying the one with lots of family in it, and I just leave them in there. So when they come visit, they're like, oh, shit. I've never met any of these people. I'm like, oh, it's cool. You know, they live out of town.
Yeah.
You guys look happy in there.
Yeah, that was back then.
I took a couple Photoshop classes, so I scanned the picture and then put my head on one of the characters.
You got a whole story, too. You guys look so happy.
Oh, that's Uncle Bob.
That was like a year ago. That bitch right there. He's go off.
Fucking slept with Uncle Larry's brother, and now we're all fucked up.
Those aren't her kids.
And she owes $60.
Those aren't her kids.
Punch her in the boob.
I bet you Steve set this picture up.
This is bullshit. This is
bullshit. No, I should just take this down.
You know what? Don't even fucking worry about that. Let me just put this away.
They said, oh, we took this picture at Sears. I bet you did.
Yeah, you want it? You can fucking have it. Take it.
Fucking Olin Mills.
Yeah. Olin Mills. Olin Mills reference. Oh, look it up. So, thanks thanks for participating in show number 40 or 30 or 60.
Wait, I think it's a milestone that we hit over 30 episodes.
We're up to like 40.
Yeah? When we hit 100.
We deleted like four of them off.
Off of the
did you really? Why?
Somewhere. There's no room for them.
No. Remember, I had to take
somebody
some down.
Somebody got to
complain
about them?
Nah, a little much. We went a little overboard on a couple shows.
The retarded rape one?
That one, no. That's a classic.
Whoa.
That one's classic.
Meh. He didn't do it.
That was the best show probably ever. That was classic.
You know, we do what we can.
Yeah. No, there's a show where...
fucking cold in here.
We took...
Your nipples hard?
We took racing far.
You want to turn it
Who?
Off?
We took racing.
Oh, racing.
We took that kind of far one show. Yeah.
It's still 78 degrees in here, bro.
Ah, good shit.
We took racing pretty far.
Racing.
Opposite of racing. I don't turn right. I turn,
Shit like that.
Opposite is turning right.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Just a good question.
It was racist. We were running around saying, stupid Asian,
totally
stupid
off
this.
Topic. I asked him this.
Oh.
I was looking at the paper towels. You know the brawny guy? Don't he look like T. McGill? Yeah, he does.
That's our show. Thanks for joining us here on Two Guys Radio. We'll be back again, I guarantee it.
It's just like him, bro. I swear to God, that was him when I was little. I was like, how the fuck you get on the paper towel?
TwoGuysRadio.com.
Okay, we wrote this for a purpose to motivate you at this time. With this hypnotizing baseline, please feel free to lose your mind. And get high, get money, get sex, get real, all in between. Oh yeah, this is stadium music, 50,000 at a time. Let's get right, let's get right, let's get right, okay. Let's get right, let's get right, let's get right, okay. All the girls want,
hot and fly.
All they looking for is,
hot and fly.
All they ask for is,
hot and fly.
They keep wanting it. Look at you, look at me. Look at you, look at me.
Hot and fine. Hot and fine.
Let it go. Homeboy, she's dancing for a reason. Not just cause I'm on a hind. Homeboy is totally Ivy. You don't be listening to her mind. She wanna get right, get money, get sex, get real. All intertwined. This is stadium music, 50,000 jumping at a time.
Let's get right, let's get right, let's get right, okay, okay. Let's get right, let's get right, let's get right, okay, okay.
All the girls want, all they looking for is, all they ask for is, they keep wanting it. Look at you, look at me, look at you, look at me.
Hot and fine.
today. People don't want to think no more, they just want to feel. They want to let go.
Make sure to look up all our podcasts on iTunes.com. Two Guys Radio.